This is the Austin House of Light recording for June 3rd, 2019. Okay, so as a group mind, let us use the power of the breath to relax all the muscles in our body. So let's start with the feet. So take a slow, deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. You're going to breathe into your belly. And palms facing upwards, if possible, towards the sky. And feet planted on the floor, if possible. Otherwise, your spine connected with the earth. All right, going to breathe into the toes. Relax the toes. Just let go of the tension from the day. Let go of the tension from walking on the earth. Let go of the world's tension. Let it go out your feet. Let it go out your toes. Just give it to the Earth Mother. Use the breath as a way to focus that release down into the earth. Okay, so do this on your own, working your way up the body with your focus. Deep breath in to the ankles and to the foot bone itself. Relaxing all the muscles in your feet. And then up into the calves, your thighs, and your kneecap. Any discomfort you may be feeling, just simply be aware. Breathe in, embrace, relax, let it go. Into the earth. Now breathe awareness into the hip socket, your pelvic girdle, your SI joints. Now on this one, take a deep, slow breath into the belly through your nose. And as you gently exhale through the mouth, give yourself permission to release all of the family grief and judgments that you took on into your hips. You can let go of the family karma, so to speak, having to do with mobility in the world. You can let go of your family's hardships, all the pain that they went through in navigating their life after the wars, or in their new migration to a new country after the wars. Breathe in again. And release all of your family's pain, emotional pain, their mental confusion. And their inability to express themselves. Let it go. Let go of their dysfunction that you took on for whatever reason, dysfunction on any level, also called their anxiety, and their worry. Now, you're going to let go of the collective unawareness of Austin and the state of Texas that has affected your hips, your low back, your lumbar, your reproductive organs, your kidney chi, your bladder. Let it go out the feet. See your legs and your feet as a channel to release all of this genetic memory from your body. All right, we're going to invoke the four pillars of light for this beautiful home. Together, we're going to invoke the north, south, east, and west pillars of light from the archangels. These pillars of light will help create a very safe energy field in this room, in this home, in this neighborhood. All right, we're going to call forth your inner child. You're going to ask your inner child, well, first of all, you're going to look at the face of your inner child. And what age is your inner child right now? Look into the face, look into the eyes. You're going to ask your inner child telepathically that it can now release all the childhood pain of not being understood, of not being recognized. Of not being loved. Okay, together we're going to invoke the solar light from the great central sun. Let this solar light infuse your auric field, your magnetic field, and allow it to move through your chakra system. This is high vibrational golden light. Take a deep breath. Now bring your awareness from the belly and the solar plexus up into the thymus, into the center of the chest and the upper back. There is a power point in associated with your upper back, off the spine. Now, continue to activate your immune system. So you're going to symbolically ask your inner child to stand in its power. To be firmly grounded upon the earth, but not of it. To stand in the light of its creation, its creativity, and all of its innate gifts. Keep breathing. All right, going to call in the violet fire. Going to do a general cleansing of your field. So you can visualize and feel this violet light as a gentle tornado that is circulating counterclockwise. So it will appear as if it is rotating and ascending. And it's lifting off all dense energies from your field that have been accumulated over time from the general environment. It is a bit like spring cleaning. If you feel any resistance, just simply breathe and relax. We're going to gently breathe into the throat. Now you're going to activate in your brain the gene and the hormones that regulate your thyroid function. You're going to hold the awareness and understanding that your thyroid function is now balanced. That is working perfectly in relationship to your pituitary gland, your metabolism, your blood pressure, blood sugar levels, and aligned with your kidney chi, your kidney gallbladder meridian. And your spleen. My higher self is now regulating divine balance and flow within my physical body with all systems and organs, cells and molecules. Atoms, protons, electrons, neutrons. I'm going to call forth your guardian angel now. be open to your angel helping you with this challenge that you are facing. Allow your angel to be of assistance in your next great shift, physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. Now, take a slow, deep breath. Now, disengage from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, your family, your coworkers. And allow your awareness to move through this beautiful golden arc of light. And into the oneness. Step away from your physical body. Step away from the world in all density. Begin to bring your awareness into the realms of oneness. Where all is possible. Now we're going to ask the council to help with extending this activation to your family members and your pets. So you may call them into this activation if you wish. Even those that have been recently departed from the earth plane. Okay, take a slow deep breath, and we're going to bring awareness to the third eye center as if you are looking with your eyeballs up and together, up into the brain. And keep your awareness in the very center, in the very central membrane of your brain. As if your awareness was gently floating on this membrane, this warm fluid. And you're going to bring this state of unconditional love into the center of your brain, into this membrane. Which will begin to activate your spinal column. And in turn, will begin to energize all of your physical organs, as well as your endocrine system. Now, breathing this very soothing cobalt blue into your limbic system, which is inside your head, inside the brain. Allowing your emotional body to move into calm and peace, divine balance and harmony. Allowing the nervous system to balance out. Okay, now begin to breathe gently down the spine. As if your spinal column is strengthening. Breathe in power, strength, and flexibility down your spine, down to the very base of your spine. And for a moment, allow all those energies from this activation to settle into and through your sacrum and your base chakra. And feel as if your spine is harmonizing its polarity. The very tip of the spine and the very base of the spine. Okay, now, as a spirit, as pure spirit, as the Oversoul, I Am Presence, reclaim, reown the space around your body, the space around your physical body, to include the space below your feet and the space above your head. In all directions, reclaim your space. It is time to gather your fragments together. Reclaim the power to be on the earth as a divine presence, as a messenger from Prime Source. Feel at peace with the space around you, with the space inside your body. We call forth the energies of peace to fill the entire city of Austin with its power. The power of peace and balance. Okay, let's take three deep breaths as we come back to the physical plane in this room. And simply being aware of what is different now, not only in mind, but in body, emotions, and spirit. You may allow this activation to work over time until complete, as you allow, in divine right timing. And knowing that each time you listen to this activation, it will be presented at another level. Remember to drink water and be fully grounded and centered if you need to drive in your car tonight. Take another deep breath. Feel one with the Earth Mother as a spiritual consciousness. Feeling one with the spirit of Austin. Feeling one with the vortexes in this area of your state of Texas. So as you are ready, awaken into the now, more alert, more awake, more alive, more inspired. Gently stretch arms and legs. Keeping your focus in the quantum. As you return to the body, knowing that all levels of your life are in divine right order, be open to trust, keeping the faith that you are who you are, and that all things shall be taken care of. That all things shall be provided as you trust and allow according to your own belief in yourself. One more slow deep breath, coming into the now. Blessings.